Hey, before we get into today's podcast, I want to give you a heads up. Any minute now, a 70% off flash sale is starting at schoolofthespirit.tv. We're transitioning our content to a new platform. Grab it now. Watch it on the new platform. You're going to get this for pennies on the dollar. Some of these courses were $600, $500. Now they're $97, $69, $39. Go over there, grab them while you can, because these courses will not appear on School of the Spirit again, ever. Some of them might appear in a year or two, but we have about 26, 27 brand new courses to release over these next 8, 9, 10 months. And this will be your last chance to grab what's there at schoolofthespirit.tv. This is crazy. You'll know the sale has started when a banner pops up saying 70% off. Every price is already marked as is. You don't have to use a code. Just get in there and get this while you can. As part of Awakening Prayer Hub's 50-50 campaign, we're praying for one state each week until election week 2024. You know it's a critical time to pray for the United States. Each state plays a huge role in the union. We need everybody on board with God's will. Join the campaign at awakeningprayerhubs.com/50-50. Known prophetically as the run with the horses state, Kentucky is rich in agricultural assets and coal production and boasts strategic U.S. military bases like Fort Knox and Fort Campbell. And of course, the state hosts the legendary Kentucky Derby and is famous for bluegrass music. But challenges are emerging, especially among the younger generation. A new report highlights significant challenges for children, families, and the childcare sector in Kentucky. In fact, the 2023 Kids Count Data Book ranked Kentucky as 40th in the nation when it comes to overall child well-being. That's not necessarily a metric that you want to have if you're trying to attract strong families to your state. This metric looks at the factors related to the economy, education, health, and families and communities. So we need to do some work here. We need to pray. We need to get the right people on board in government, educational boards. There's some work to do, but we can do it with all God is, all things are possible to him who believes, right? So at the same time, we're seeing another negative trend in Kentucky. Jobs, they're not there. There's a drop in job openings, and there's a rise in unemployment in Kentucky. And both of these are likely attributable to the rising interest rates. So, you know, it's just a catch-22. It's a lot of states are facing those same issues. But beyond this, listen, there's issues with opioids, protecting youth, and economic development. So we need to pray for Kentucky. Listen, even if you don't live there, you're part of the United States or you love the United States, we want Christians in these states, all of these states, in every country in the world, to rise up with witty inventions, you know, producing, you know, wealth creation strategies, solving, you know, economic, all educational. We want to rise up and shine. So we want to pray. So this week, Awakening Prayer Hubs is praying for Kentucky. You can join the movement. You can grab the prayer points. You can be involved. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com is where you're going to find all of this. You can join a hub, launch a hub, grab the prayer points. So how do we pray? Well, you know, we always start with identification or repentance because there's idolatry, robbing from God, racism, my God help me, violence and bloodshed, including the history of past wars that were fought in the territory. By the way, Kentucky had just about more than anybody killed in the Civil War. So there's a lot of history there. We want to pray for the spirit of wisdom and understanding to rest upon the government of Kentucky, because there's all this artificial intelligence that's coming forth. And, you know, we want lawmakers to understand that the risks, there's benefits, but there's risks against governments and business networks. We want to particularly intercede for the foster care system within the state of Kentucky, because it's been marked by a shortage of families willing or able to temporarily take in children. Listen, we got to pray for the kids. We need to pray for the eyes of these children's hearts to be enlightened in order that they may know the hope to which the Lord has called them. I was never a foster child, but I know it's not easy. We need people that are willing to take these kids in, good Christian families. Pray for the current state officials in Kentucky, for righteous rulership to occupy the seats of governmental authority, you know, honesty in the elections, righteousness and justice to be the foundation of Kentucky. It goes on and on. You can grab these prayer points at awakeningprayerhubs.com/globalprayerroom. More than anything, or as much as anything, or in addition to all these things, I want to pray that the Lord would make it like Cane Ridge, where revival fire sweeps through the state and His people are declaring His wonderful work. We want to pray for that warring spirit, a mantle of deliverance and governmental anointing to be upon believers in Kentucky, awakening and societal reformation on every seven mountain, every one of them. So keep praying. If you want to go deeper with us in prayer for revival and major issues in cities around the world, check out awakeningprayerhubs.com. If you can pray just 30 minutes a month for your city, you qualify. We're looking for 1,000 prayer warriors to raise up as prayer leaders in the nation. So launch a hub, join a hub, or sponsor a hub at awakeningprayerhubs.com. And remember, go to schoolofthespirit.tv. You're going to grab these courses while you can. You're going to know the sale starts when you see the banner pop up. It's time. Grab it. You might never see, well, certainly you'll never see some of these courses again. You buy them, they're yours forever. Grab hold of them, schoolofthespirit.tv.